Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my God, we're back again.
Oh, this by popular demand.
Yes, show number one. No, not one. Just show number
89.
I snuck a 100 in front of that. Yeah. I'm used to all the other podcasts we do that are in their hundreds and thousands episode.
This is the baby.
This is the, yeah, this is, we're just getting our legs under us. This is, yeah, this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. As I said, this is show 89. My name's Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius,
from Parts Unknown. And we're here to bring you slight musings, gently packed around lots of independent music from all over the place.
Were you able to secure that group?
Not yet.
Okay.
I wrote two bands yesterday that I'm like, oh, please. One is The Monsters from Switzerland.
Oh, they're from Switzerland.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're cool. I really dig their music.
And I like their Swiss rolls.
Yeah, man, me too. And their Swiss Miss.
Yeah.
And then the other one I wrote was The 50s High Teens. It's like a Japanese garage band. All girls, you know.
Okay.
But they're more pop. Not like Lulu's Marble. They're more like pop sensibility.
They don't scream all the time.
No. There's like...
They sing a little
there's
bit.
Like, there's some singing in there.
Okay.
So I don't like them as much as I like Lulu's Marble.
Yeah.
You know, I just scored a Lulu's Marble...
You found something.
7-inch record, or 7-inch 45.
On eBay.
Yep. Straight from Japan, baby.
Wow, you actually found something you didn't have.
Yep. There's another one from Spain, but I'm a little iffy about buying something from Spain.
Oh, you don't trust those Spaniards, huh?
No, I sure don't. They're all into conquering and whatnot.
Yes, you know, my people, damn it. Hey, España, ¿cómo estás? Hey.
So, yes, I'm excited about that. I love to have the...
You love to have
records
the
CDs.
So they got their music worldwide release. It wasn't just the Japanese.
No. This is just a small pressing out of Japan.
Oh, okay. How did the one show up in Spain? It had to have been imported at some point.
I would imagine.
Okay. Yeah.
And of course this band, the band I'm talking about, Lulu's Marble. They were very short run. The lead singer died, and that was the end of it. So it was like from 1999 to like, I want to say 2005 was their last release, or 2003 even.
Okay.
So there's not a lot of stuff out there. There's not a lot of stuff recorded. It's just they're one of those bands that kind of came and went and was forgotten. So whenever I do find something, I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's surprising to even see it, because I thought they would be all over eBay, because I know like 5678s, most of their stuff is all over the place.
Yeah.
Some of the hard to find stuff you don't see, and I mean I have that stuff. But I grab it up when I can, and it doesn't go for anything. There was one bid on it, me.
Nice.
Because no one even knows they exist.
Well, so it's basically like, you know, $5 for the record and 20 for the postage.
No,
like
it's going to be, what did I pay? Yeah, it was like $4.99 was my bid, and that's what I got it for. That was the opening bid. And then the shipping said $4.
Oh, that's not bad.
But then he said it's $6. Okay. It was even in the description. Shipping isn't $4 if you're in Europe or America. It's going to be like $6. I was like, whatever, I don't care.
Okay.
I'll pay that to get a good 45. Okay. In, you know.
Can we play them on this show?
You know what? I never got permission, and I tried really hard. And then, like, I can't find anyone from that band, so I just started playing them. I mean, to be honest with you, and that's one of the only bands I've ever done that with where I kind of play without permission.
Okay.
I've tried my best. I can't find anyone to ask. I can't find
there's
any.
There's no manager.
There's no nothing.
No
there's
band members that are available.
Nobody. So, I mean, at most, I'm kind of hoping that somebody hears it from Japan, and they contact me, and I can say, let me play your stuff. I mean, that's not how that works, ever, but, you know, so I usually don't take that risk, but I love Lulu's Marble so much. I was kind of like, if they listen to the music and they listen to what I'm saying, they're probably not going to be too angry about it, because I ladle on heaps of praise because I love them so much. So, you know.
Right.
But,
all right.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, let's stop talking and play some music like I promised earlier, eh?
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and a quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I'll do is I'll start tackling the quarterback, unless he gives the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point, don't smoke crack.
is a lot like a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
Blood is red. Voodoo is blue. Sugar is sweet. Revenge is sweeter. Meet Sugar Hill. Not a place, but a brand new face. The foxiest, sexiest, deadliest chick in town. The mob took Sugar's man away, and now she's gonna make them pay.
I want them dead.
With a voodoo priestess called Mama Matres, and Baron Samedi too, and an army of undead behind her, there's nothing that Sugar can't do. The mob has never seen anything like Sugar Hill and her zombie hitmen. Sugar Hill from American International, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What ruthless madmen could have done this to us?
The United States government.
All right, that was an interesting story off air, but we'll get to that in a second. Hold on.
I don't know.
No? Okay.
Well, I will pretend it never happened.
That was like Lulu's before. Marble off of the CD Love Rock, which was their last CD that they put out. I played for you Candy, My Boyfriend's Guitar, and Love Rock. And then,
yes.
Then I dropped in some sound bits, and then, of course, Sugar Hill, baby. She'll come to get you or something. I don't even know.
It's an actual zombie movie about voodoo, not flesh eaters.
Nice. What was that other one? Remember that one? Oh, my God. There was another one. I can't think of the name of it, though.
What, another zombie one?
It's like a zombie where it was brought back by voodoo.
Oh, well, there's White Zombie with Bela Lugosi.
No, this is a newer one.
Oh, I don't know.
Let me think about it. Hold on. Zombie Nightmare. That's what I was trying to think of.
I don't remember that movie.
Tia Carrera.
I remember her.
That's all you got to know. Yeah, she's really pretty.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I did you see Zombie Nightmare? Did you ever watch it?
Yes, it's one of the MSTs, and I've watched it a million times.
You go to sleep with it on, probably.
Sure
in the
do.
Background.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised. Did they ever finish putting those out on DVD? Did they complete the series?
No, they are the most classic example. MST, we're talking about the TV show. They are the most classic example of train wreck as far as owning rights to things and releases and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because they were on Comedy Central, then they started on some little, like, one season on some
Seattle somewhere.
No, it was Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And then and there was like KTM 3 or something like that. And then they were on there for one season. Then they were on, like, it wasn't Comedy Central. Eventually they were on Comedy Central. Then they were on something else, Sci-Fi. Then they were on kind of, then they went to some other place, and then they got canceled. So there's 10 seasons, and they are like, some seasons have like 7, some seasons have like 20. And then they're also like that Rhino is putting out the box sets.
Yeah.
And they're so expensive. Like, I'm a huge Misty fan, and I don't buy them.
Because it's 4 movies for $50 or something.
Yeah, and you're like, come on, man. You know, and I don't think they can even get the rights for some of it. It's a real...
A lot of them are on YouTube, but not the 6-hour speed, you know?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
But the ones that I haven't seen, which I remember, Sci-Fi used to run, like, Mike Nelson would get dressed up as that documentary guy and do, like...
So funny.
And do, like, the best of them. They would do them 2 segments,
I think. Yeah. Like, that's how... I actually taped those on VHS when I was... When I lived here.
You still have them?
No, I don't. Like in 94, 95. Because he would do the skits and he's like, and that was just the greatest little thing. Like
Cave Dwellers.
Cave Dwellers was one where he was really funny. He was like, and that was just brought to you by Cave Dwellers. You know, he's so goofy and
I forgot what the guy's name was. He was like, I was the beard with the bald head. He used to do like Mutual. It's not Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom, but it was one of those guys like that. You know, but that's, I remember seeing those after the, I think that
those
was after,
so funny.
Was that after the original run ended? They brought him back to do those repeats or something?
I'm not sure, but I do remember that. I'm not sure how that came in, but yeah, you don't see those anymore. Those are gone.
That was when Sci-Fi Channel was great. They actually played cool movies. And they were great. That was before they went to all original programming.
That was so weird. Yeah, like, sometimes they do stuff, and it's... Like, there used to be a thing called a... There was Tech TV, which is all technology stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was also, like, a gamer mm-hmm. TV. I don't remember the name of it. It was...
Oh, I remember that channel. G4, wasn't
it? G4, yeah.
G4.
So then G4 and Tech TV merged, and neither of their demographics was happy. And they just failed, and you're like, oh, man, how do you screw up something so basic? Video games is a huge industry. Tech people are crazy about tech. Leave them separate. Keep your peanut butter out of my chocolate, you know. And they just do it, and that's what Sci-Fi did the same, where they change, and you're like, why would you change? Why did you change? I mean...
Yeah, for the worse.
I guess...
Change for the better.
Maybe they see, like, returns on it. Maybe more people go there, but I don't know.
It's a staple of cable. I mean, every you know... Sci-fi is a basic cable, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Because what would I do without my Sharknado?
Yeah. Ugh. Part 12. Part
Yikes.
Dukes.
Yeesh. All right, here's some music. Yeah, I think of you inside.
are you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
You speak now Japanese.
Now here's something we hope you'll really
you
like.
You might be a cunning linguist.
Life sucks.
But I'm a master debater.
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The creature feature with Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in creature feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter because it's us showing you, presenting you an old style creature feature. You know.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just creature features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
Come a little closer. Closer. Listen, my children, and you may hear tales that witness madness. Enter an asylum from which you may never escape. Become a witness to the unknown. Tales that witness madness from Paramount Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
Mother! Somebody help me!
Tales that witness madness. It's enough to drive you out of your mind and into your grave.
Mother! No!
Foosball. Bunch of overgrown monsters manhandling each other. Remember when that man wanted you to play foosball, Bobby?
Roy Orbison came. Coach Klein, I remember.
I've never had to chase you around, and tonight
like when everything's alright for a young suicide.
Oh,
And we're back. Wow. Oh, my God. It was so long ago. What did I play on the other side?
I don't know.
Oh, I played the last...
Cool stuff, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. The first I played the Hula Girls from The Curse of the Tiki. That was way back when, in the middle section.
In the olden days.
In the olden days.
That was back in the 70s, I
and
think.
Then I played Bob Goblin, which is a newer band that signed with us that we really just, you know, can't say enough good about. They're really cool, you know.
They're out of the West Coast. They're touring right now. I think on the last show we gave some tour dates for them.
Yeah, they're crazy.
They're also known as Jet.
Yep, the Bob Goblin Jet, The Adventures of Jet. I played, that was off of their Adventures of Jet Muscle CD. I played Drag, Home Where I Always Lose, and Emily Mazurinsky.
Wow. Sure, why not?
That's tough for me to say. Mostly because I butchered the English language. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Bob Goblin just came out with a new CD. I can't remember the name of it, but I'll have to. It was like, do you remember what we said it was? It was...
Oh, God, I don't remember the name, but...
Show Preparedness. Hold on.
We're hoping to get a copy of it really soon. Because they are a good band, and like I said before, if there's any bands out there that are listening to us, that are local or from whatever, if you get in this show... Please send us your music. Well, we want to play.
We're just as struggling as you guys are.
We want to play new stuff. This radio station is a good little radio station. It's won awards, or it's up for awards, and we're doing our best. We've got a lot of bands, but we want more. So if you got some good stuff,
here it is.
We'll play it.
It just went. It's Love Lost for Bloodlust.
Okay.
And it says and actually right now they have a CD. The CD is $10.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that was not that. I don't know what I was looking at.
You were saying it was like $25 or something.
I think on Amazon there must be like a super version of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Something like that. But I'm going to have to get this.
And what's their website?
Go to bobgoblin.com.
Oh, there you go.
They're really cool guys. I can't say enough good about these guys. They're so cool.
$10 isn't bad.
So it says even the download is your price. So, you know, I'll throw them a couple bucks and grab it up from them quick.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
There you go.
So next week, I think I'm going to have some new Bob Goblin's music for you guys to fill your ear holes with.
Plus maybe other bands, hopefully.
Yeah, I have two on the hook that I'm hoping say yes. Although I'll have to verify they're okay to play here because...
Yes, you
might have to tune into the Bunch of Dorks CD.
Podcast
for a little bit more explicit language.
Explicit
music.
Material.
Yes, and you better believe it.
We work blue.
I'm blue.
Not really.
Baby.
That's blue, a band I. Hawaii.
No, that's a band I wish I could play. The 5678s. They have a song called I'm Blue.
Oh, okay.
I love them, but.
Not yet.
You know what?
Maybe one day.
And you know, they know me, and I know them to some degree. Like,
they know me,
and
I know them.
I'm almost like, they get paid for their stuff. Like, they were in the Tarantino movie. They were in, like, a couple commercials. I feel like I'm embarrassed to say, hey, can I schlep your music on my podcast?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
If I learned one lesson in this world, you can't throw that shame out the door, buddy.
No way. I like them too much. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm like,
If you play their music, then you can like them even more. Oh, God, they might like you even more. They might come to your house and play here.
Live set.
In this room while we're podcasting.
I don't think we're going to see a live set from the 5678s, but boy.
You can always dream.
That would be... like one of my pinnacle dreams, you know.
Yes.
Have them sign one of my guitars, and I could just hang it in a piece of glass.
The house, in the backyard, or in this room while we're podcasting.
I'd be like, wow, I'm just gonna sit here in awe of your.
You'll be in heaven.
Yeah, it would be. I saw them play at the UFO Club in Japan, in Tokyo.
That's neat.
It was so cool. Yeah.
Do they ever play the U.S.?
They do, but they kind of like. They usually will come in. They have very abbreviated, like 5 day. Things where they'll come in, they'll do Texas or San Francisco, Texas,
LA,
LA, and then back.
No New York.
Well, sometimes they would do like something like, you know, Minnesota, New York, then fly out. I think mostly on the West Coast because it's a lot easier to fly from Japan to the West Coast than it is from Japan to here because you're cutting about 12 hours or 8 hours off of the flight. You know,
are they big stars in Japan? I mean, do they get
No, they're still garage underground, but I think they're a bit more known.
Okay.
Only
they're well known here because of Kill Bill.
Yeah, they were the band in Kill Bill, of course. They were in the showdown of the, what was it, the Blue Leaves, House of the Blue Leaves.
Yeah, they're well known.
Yeah, well, you know what people say? They don't. I don't know who that band is. I go, the woohoo, whoo, whoo. I think I know. I think I know them. They go woohoo, woohoo, hoo. You know, because they.
Yeah.
That was also in some of the.
Oh, rock, those, that's right. They've got the Toyota commercial, right?
No, not Toyota.
It's a car commercial, isn't it?
No, it's a like a phone Vondage.
Vondage.
Vondage,
that's right.
phone commercial.
Yeah, that band. They're the 567.
Hey, but you know who? Vondage isn't paying us, so let's go to some music. Because why give them?
You said Vondage?
Yes, that's what I said.
1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt?
ずふれることもできず自分との距離確かめたいのに答えなんて分かりはしないだろうだただ今を感じていけるんだ時間に指ワンガス丸からプレイスマイソン寝心の噂縛られてる時間が嫌なら Take it alone 見方でもない
Mark! Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird!
Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring! And if that diamond ring don't shine!
Right, and that band was another one of my super favorites from Japan, Ginny Oops, J-I-N-N-Y-O-O-P-S, exclamation point. I played for you Time, and Communication. And that's awesome. And that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, and we'll see you next week.